another, you know, tough loss for you guys on the road. Corey really talked a lot tonight about how it's almost weighing on him now, his performances, and he's not giving his team a chance. How do you look at it?
I mean, you win together as a team and you lose together as a team. So, you know, that's kind of how it went tonight.
You saw him put things together for the final 40 minutes. It's a little bit tough when you know he's capable of doing these things, and then for a 20-minute stretch, 30-second stretch like last week, things just don't go his way or a few things go against him.
Yeah.
And I guess at that point, how does he get off to better starts at that point to get settled in?
Well, you have to keep, I mean, you have to continue to work at it, and you have to continue to try to, we have to try to continue to help him get to the level that, you know, he needs to get to be able to win a game. And, you know, we know he's working at it. He's put in the time. It's just, you know, when you get into situations where it doesn't go your way, that you have to try to, there's only one thing to do, which is to analyze what it is and continue to go back to work on the concepts that need to be better.
When you're going through that first period, any thought going in, like, you want him to be able to try and play through this as much as he possibly can? To an extent, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it always goes through that. You always go through, you know, what those decisions are when you're in situations like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we needed him to play this game. You know, we have Keith going in tomorrow, going into the back-to-back. He's played a lot of hockey. It's an important time where we needed Corey to come in. And, yeah, he had to fight through some things tonight. So, you know, that's how it went tonight.
Were you happy with the effort level after going down? It seemed like they battled back and settled down in the second and third periods.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we continued to play and gathered ourselves, and you know, the score got away a little bit, but I don't think that the score was indicative of where the game was. And I think you have to credit their goalie too. He made some big saves at some key times where we could have maybe inched our way back into the game on the scoreboard. But you know, I think that there are certain things we can take from the game that were good, and some areas that we got to be better and sharper for tomorrow.
As one of those areas, you can take Stephen Nason scoring and finally kind of, you know, doing some of those things that you had talked about earlier in the week.
Yeah, it's nice to see him come back, and I think sometimes that's what happens when a guy either does get sad and he understands that he needs to play better, and that's what we need from him. I think right off the bat in the game, he was physical, he was playing into the role and the identity we need him to play with, and I think he got rewarded with a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Right in around the net front, which is what he needed to do. So it's nice to see a player take some coaching and take some personal responsibility for his game and go back out and execute well.
Andy and Damon were on for three of those goals. Anything they need to do better to tighten up that play that they're playing at the ice?
Yeah, you know, I don't necessarily think it's totally pinned on those two guys, but yeah, we'll kind of take a look at it and see.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks.